en Arie Valkenbos, broers en Elvis-fans die denken dat het 10 jaar geleden is dat Elvis doodging. Maar het is al 15 jaar geleden.
Moet je kijken, Arie, buiten. Dat is toch mooi op zo'n motor, drolle stofzuigen. Prachtig.
Drolle stofzuigen, ja. Ja, mooi. Zet liever de radio aan, Bief.
Waar is Meta de Vries, godverdorie?
Ja, goed. Zoek Meta de Vries maar eens op.
Overhalen van Egmond, desnoods.
Kut!
Zeg dat wel.
Ik voel me toch zo lamlendig.
Ik ook, Ari.
Zet die radio maar uit. Zal ik Heartbreak Hotel dan opzetten?
De pick-up is kapot, man.
Zal ik het voor je zingen dan?
Ga maar zitten, Ari.
Ken jij de melodie van buiten?
Nee.
Ik ook niet. Gek eigenlijk. Het is net als met iemand een hand geven. Als je van tevoren denkt, ik ga hem een hand geven, dan weet je niet meer met welke hand je dat ook weer moet doen.
Links, Arie.
Zie je wel, rechts natuurlijk. Het gekke is, als je er lang over nadenkt, raakte ik helemaal in de war. Links, rechts, links, prik. Zweet breekt uit en dan is het zover. En je moet iemand die hand geven. En zonder problemen geef je meteen de goeie.
Zwaar op de hand vandaag, Arie.
Het is zo. Nou ja, precies zo met de muziek dus. Je kent het van buiten, maar het schiet je pas te binnen als je de eerste noot hoort. Boom. Heartbreak Hotel.
Voel je je nou wat beter?
Een beetje.
Moet je kijken van een regen. De mussen vallen van het dak. Hé, kom hier, Arie, moet je kijken. Ja. Truus van de Slager met een half varken.
Gadverdamme, Bief. Lopen er geen leuke meiden voorbij?
Het regent toch.
Nou en?
Dan lopen er geen mooie meiden.
Waarom niet?
Weet ik veel. Je ziet ze dan niet.
Dat is toch wat anders? Ze zijn er wel, maar je ziet ze niet.
Ze zijn er dus niet.
Hoe weet jij dat nou?
Ik zit toch te kijken, oliebol. En ik zie ze niet.
Precies. Mooie meiden blijven binnen als het regent. Trouwens, wist jij dat Elvis dol op kaas was?
Wat?
Elvis was dol op kaas. En de kolonel ook.
Jongen, je leest te veel.
Dat is echt waar.
Kun jij het horen?
Wat?
Nou, die kaas natuurlijk. Kun je dat horen?
Nee, natuurlijk.
Nou dan.
Nou, wat dan?
Het maakt niks uit, die kaas van Elvis.
Nou dan.
Nou dan wat?
Ik vind het gewoon leuk om te weten van die kaas.
Tuurlijk, jongen. Hartstikke leuk. Zet je Heartbreak Hotel nog op?
Bief.
Nou?
De pick-up was toch kapot?
Oh ja. Kom gauw kijken, Arie. Truus van de Slager met een halve varken is gevallen.
Heartbreak Hotel.
So lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street,
they'll never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be.
You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
You're listening to Tijd Radio.
Tot zover Lief en Arie Valkenbos, die
Hallo.
Type radio, huh? Yes, type radio. My name is Willem Doolittle. Yes, to get rid of, huh? Yes, and right now I'm talking to you. And you are listening. Yes. Because this is very special radio. Radio you never hear anywhere else. It's a kind of radio that fascinates you. Because you are fascinated by design. And this radio is specially designed for you. Because you are a designer. So actually, we're both designing. You are designing me and I'm designing you. Isn't it? Fantastic. And here, in this world where we are living right now. Yes, you're living. I know. Now don't try to fool me. You're living. So am I. As long as it lasts. Yes. We are using very strange, abstract signs that we call the alphabet in order to communicate. Now, yeah, less and less young people are using the alphabet. So using more spoken words and images and little chats and SMSs and where they change them around, but still the basis is those weird signs that we have looked at so long. A, B, C, D. And all those letters would be very interesting. Perhaps you have some printed matter around you. A newspaper or a magazine. Just take it. Yes. Just look at it. Look at any text. You don't have to read the text, of course. That's what we very quickly do and read what's there, you know. But just look at the letters. Look at those little drawings. So ancient. Oh yes. And you know, we think they're abstract, but in fact, they are little images. For example, the eye. Look at the eye. Yes. Ancient cultures, yes, ancient cultures, far before the ice time, millions of years ago, if they used the eye speaking wise, it had a meaning. And that's why the letter I looks exactly as it looks. Look at it. There's a little dot on top of it, see? Because it means literally penis. Yes. And the little dot is the sperm coming out of it. Yes. It's a very important letter. That's why in most languages the I is a very important function. If I say I, it means me. You know what I mean? In the English language, it's one letter, I, that means me. Very potent penis spurting the dot of sperm. Not only is the dot sperm, the dot is also a little round ball, similar to the O, which is open. Yeah, the letter O, look at the O. That's the vulva, yes, the female part. And with the I, the female part is on top. Yeah, small, but powerful, and on top. Isn't it? It's ancient. That's why we see in the French language, it's called, when they say I, they say moi. The O and the I together. See? Yes, the female and the male together, forming one. If they say I in Italy, it's Io. I and O together. Yes, the female and the male part. Yes. In Germany it's ich. There's the I again. Yeah, ich. In Dutch it's ik. There's the I again. Everywhere not I. As soon as it has to do something with me. It interesting. Ancient symbols. Yeah. Look at them. Perhaps you begin to have an idea of what those letters mean. The W of water. It looks a little bit like water, doesn't it? Yes. W longer and longer and longer. It's water, water, water. Flowing. Yes. And the S. Is that a snake? Why was the ancient story of Adam and Eve involved with the snake? Why did they make the snake so ugly, so terrible? The end of our civilization. We are thrown out of paradise because of that fucking snake. Snake. You know why? Because that story was written down in the alphabet. By the aggressive left-hand part. Before the story of Adam and Eve, the snake was the main goddess. Yes, very important goddess. She would crawl out of her skin and renew herself completely. She was recreating herself continuously. What a wonderful goddess to live by. No. When the male took over, they came with the story of Adam and Eve. Eve, the woman, came out of the man, took a rib out of the man, and there you have the woman. That's all she is. And the snake, that very powerful goddess, have to be destroyed completely. She threw us out of paradise. No. No. So, if you look at the S, there she is, the ancient snake. And doctors have still the snake around the tree. very important sign of that ancient goddess. And many goddesses disappeared because of these signs here that we have. Look at the Y. See the Y? Yes, if you listen through your computer, you can look at the Y on your keyboard, yes. A typical female symbol, isn't it? Yes, it's her legs. Mm-hmm. And the vulva. Oh yes, that wonderful opening where we came from. Yes, just like the O. Which also is the moon. Because the moon was the symbol of the female principle. The moon will grow bigger and bigger, disappears again, and comes back, just like a snake. Yeah. And that's why, for a long time when Christianity took over and made all women into whores, prostitutes. Yes, as soon as reading and writing came, goddesses were thrown out. The woman of Yahweh, Asherah, was called a prostitute. His wife, the wife of Jesus Christ, Maria Magdalena, was called a prostitute. Yes. And all the ancient celebrations were taking over. Here, when we have Easter, or as they call it, Ostern in Germany, originally, this was the celebration of sexuality, of fertility, of creation. That's why we have eggs during that feast. Easter eggs, yes. That's why we have rabbits, Easter rabbits. They're very potent, very fertile. And that's why it's called Easter. It comes from Ostera. And Ostera was an ancient goddess. Yes. Named Ostera, Ostern, Easter. But the Christians made it into a resurrection of the man. Yes. Do away with the women. Bah. If they call it Pasqua, Pasen comes from Asherah, the wife of Yahweh. So you see those letters have deep, deep, long history. Yes. And we can look at many of them, of course. But there's no end. Because if I'm going to tell all those stories, we sit here tomorrow still. In the ancient times, storytelling didn't know time. There were stories that lasted at least a month, 6 hours a day. It was great. In fact, in Egypt, those stories are still existing. Every day people listen for 6 hours to a story that's told by somebody. And we have changed the sounds into abstract signs. Yes, the O, the I, the U, the J. And we have mostly no idea what the real meaning of the letter is. We call them abstract. But is the V abstract? Or is it female? Yes, again, the vulva. for a long time, all those female symbols have been suppressed. Did you know that most Gothic churches have windows? Yes, the Gothic window is a symbol of the vulva. Yes, the big round rose window, the same, the female part. Because still, for a long time, nobility was aware in secret societies that originally all religions stemmed from fertility rites, female parts. Real creation, real powerful. A king in those times had to spend several nights with the high priestess before he could become a king. So, I'm not gonna explain you all those letters. Just look at them and open yourself and see what comes out. What kind of images they are. Of course, you can say, oh no, the Y has nothing to do with female. It's a glass, you know, a martini, you know, let's drink, you know, good, you can do that too. You can go everywhere you want. The C, the X, You see it? The K, The M, Yes, they're all images, most of them forgotten, many of them female. Next time you work with a text, you know that the story that you are writing down, that the story that you are reading is one part. At the same time, there's a whole different story being told. Don't know, but we feel still there with all those ancient times. It will never go away, and it influences us in a very powerful way. Just the way that you are designing, a good designer makes sure his or her design is not dominating. It's a feeling that makes you read, that makes you look. It's proportions. And certain proportions have a very strong radiation. And you can feel that. Or you can say, it's all idiocy. It's ridiculous. Don't be so stupid. Don't be so symbolic. You know, we live in a rational time. Get it. Feelings are not rational. Feelings don't think. Proportions gives you a terrible feeling, and it doesn't go away even if you put nice furniture into it. You keep feeling it. And what makes you decide to make a powerful design? Is it something you can control? Something you can do? It's something that comes out in ways that you cannot understand, but you allow it to happen. Explanationism doesn't work there, but the feeling. So even if we talk for hours, what's left are not the words. If you go to a shop and somebody tries to sell you something secretly, you feel it. If you go to a show and the actor or actress is putting a lot of effort into doing his best or her best, you know, you go away. You feel it. It feels terrible. If you go to a concert and the violin player is trying too hard, you leave. What you want is that the artist completely disappear into the music, and you disappear too. We are one. If it's real for you, it's real for me. No way to fool that. Look at those letters. Let them talk to you beyond the words. Ciao.
www.typeradio.org. Amor Fu, Crazy Love, is not a social democracy. It is not a parliament of two. The minutes of its secret meetings deal with meanings too enormous but too precise for prose. Not this, not that. Its book of emblems trembles in your hand. Naturally, it shits on schoolmasters and police, but it sneers at liberationists and ideologues as well. It is not a clean, well-lit room. A topological charlatan laid out its corridors and abandoned parks, its ambush decor of luminous black and membranous maniacal red. Each of us owns half the map. Like two Renaissance potentates, we define a new culture with our anathematized mingling of bodies, merging of liquids. The imaginal seams of our city-state blur in our sweat. Ontological anarchism never came back from its last fishing trip. So long as no one squeals to the FBI, chaos cares nothing for the future of civilization. Amor Fu breeds only by accident. Its primary goal is ingestion of the galaxy, a conspiracy of transmutation. Its only concern for the family lies in the possibility of incest. Every human a pharaoh. Oh, most sincere of readers, my semblance, my brother, sister. And in the masturbation of a child, it finds concealed, like a Japanese paper flower pill, the image of the crumbling of the state. Words belong to those who use them only till someone else steals them back. The surrealists disgraced themselves by selling Amor Fu to the ghost machine of abstraction. They sought in their unconsciousness only power over others, and in this they followed de Sade, who wanted freedom only for grown-up white men to eviscerate women and children. Amor Fu is saturated with its own aesthetic. It fills itself to the borders of itself with the trajectories of its own gestures. It runs on angels' clocks. It is not a fit fate for commissars and shopkeepers. Its ego evaporates in the mutability of desire. Its communal spirit withers in the selfishness of obsession. Amor Fu involves non-ordinary sexuality the way sorcery demands non-ordinary consciousness. The Anglo-Saxon post-Protestant world channels all its suppressed sensuality into advertising and splits itself into clashing mobs, hysterical prudes versus promiscuous clones and former ex-singles. Amor Fu doesn't want to join anyone's army. It takes no part in the gender wars. It is bored by equal opportunity employment. In fact, it refuses to work for a living. It doesn't complain, doesn't explain, never votes, and never pays taxes. Amor Fu would like to see every bastard love child come to term and birthed. Amor Fu thrives on anti-entropic devices. Amor Fu loves to be molested by children. Amor Fu is better than prayer, better than Sinsemilla. Amor Fu takes its own palm trees and moon wherever it goes. Amor Fu admires tropicalismo, sabotage, breakdancing, Layla and Majnun, the smells of gunpowder and sperm. Amor Fu is always illegal, whether it's disguised as a marriage or a Boy Scout troop. Always drunk, whether on the wine of its own secretions or the smoke of its own polymorphous virtues. It is not the derangement of the senses, but rather their apotheosis. Not the result of freedom, but rather its precondition. Looks at voluptas, light and pleasure.
Enigszins gehaast, de blik op de tegels van het trottoir gericht, waardoorheen tal van visionaire beelden zichtbaar werden. Ik zag, maar nee, laat ik u daar niet mee vervelen. Ik zag wat u nooit zult zien. En toen, vanuit het uitgestrekte niets boven mijn hoofd, was er een licht gerucht. Het had zich namelijk buiten mijn medeweten voorgedaan dat twee heren op een derde etage verwikkeld waren geraakt in een heftige woordenwisseling, waarop de een een bloempot inclusief geranium ter hand had genomen, die de ander op een haarna had gemist, waarop hij door het geopende venster naar beneden was gezuist, precies boven mijn arme hoofd. En toen... Juist...
De werkelijkheid heeft vele kanten in VPRO's andere wereld. Dat wat wij waarnemen heeft niet zelden onvermoede dimensies. Dimensies die zichtbaar of hoorbaar gemaakt kunnen worden met behulp van de verbeelding van anderen. In dit programma buigen wekelijks schrijvers, journalisten, columnisten en andere woordkunstenaars zich over één geselecteerd actueel nieuwsbericht. Zij zullen het aanvullen, becommentariëren, persifleren of anderszins behandelen op een wijze die geheel de hunne is te noemen. Reuter meldt: het zeeniveau over de hele wereld is sinds 1940 met 13 centimeter gestegen. Daardoor is de draaiing van de aarde vertraagd, zo hebben twee Amerikaanse onderzoekers meegedeeld. De dag is nu 1000ste seconde langer dan 40 jaar geleden.
En dit bericht zal de komende anderhalf uur worden behandeld door H.J.A. Hofland, Wim Noordhoek, Feike Salvada, Piet Grijs, Ischa Meijer, Rob Simons, Ronald Hoebe en Wim de Bie. Well now the little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you since God knows when. Little red hen told a big red rooster, told a little gray mouse, I'm gonna chase you all around this house. Little gray mouse told a big black cat, come on daddy, don't you do me like that. We gonna rock tonight, baby. Yeah, we gonna rock tonight, baby. Oh, we gonna rock tonight, baby. Yeah, we gonna rock tonight.
black snake. Come on, daddy, let's swim in the lake. Big black snake told a little green frog that I'm gonna lay. Crocodile, stick around, baby, I want to kiss you after a while. Crocodile said to the green alligator, kiss me now, baby, I'll hang around later. Rock tonight, baby, we gonna rock tonight, baby, we gonna rock tonight, baby, yeah, we gonna rock tonight, yeah, rock tonight, baby.
Fijke Sofra. De zombigste periode uit mijn zo aangename leven ligt 18 jaar achter mij. Mijn jaren op de middelbare school. Het onderwijs werd er, 2, 3 uitzonderingen daar gelaten, verstrekt door saaie oude mannen of studenten die geld nodig hadden en niet wisten wat aan te vangen met die ongewassen, luidruchtige tieners. Mij zijn bijgebleven de bekeerde, ik zat op een christelijk lyceum, Vietnamese lerares Frans, die in de chronische chaos tijdens haar lessen huilend God bad om orde. De geschiedenisleraar, die tot in de 4e klas zijn onderricht concentreerde op de heldendaden van de Koninklijke Marine en de avonturen van Robin Hood. Mij is bijgebleven de aardrijkskundeleraar met een oorlogsverleden, die tijdens de door hem zelf ingelaste uren over rassenleer de Zuid-Molukse Glennie verzocht op te staan, opdat de rest van de klas de uiterlijke verschillen zou kunnen aangeven. In mijn herinnering leefde nog nauwelijks de natuurkundeleraar. Smit heette hij, totdat mij het bericht van deze week onder ogen kwam. Het zeeniveau in 40 jaar 13 centimeter hoger, de dag een 1000ste seconde langer. Smit was een kalende man, achter in de 30, met Drentse, Groningse of Overijsselse tongval. Hij had een taalgebruik ontwikkeld dat hij zelf grappig bleef vinden. Water uit de kraan noemde hij stevast aqua crana. Smit dankte zijn onschendbaarheid aan het circus dat zijn vak hem toestond te leiden. Sterke jongens moesten het bij hem afleggen tegen de Maartenburger bollen. Meisjes liet hij plaatsnemen op een rubberen matje, waarna hij hun haar letterlijk ten berge deed reizen. In het telefoonboek leeft Smit nog. Ik draai zijn nummer. Met Salvada, meneer Smit.
Ja?
Ik heet Fijke Salvada. Ik was in 1963 een van uw honderden leerlingen.
Ja.
Herinnert u zich dat?
Jazeker. Onuitwisbaar.
Ik heb uw hulp nodig.
Ja?
Want mij wordt in een VPRO-uitzending een bericht voorgelegd.
Ja.
Luidende, het zeeniveau over de hele wereld is sinds 1940 met 13 centimeter gestegen. Daardoor is de draaiing van de aarde vertraagd. De dag is nu 1000ste seconde langer dan 40 jaar geleden. Hoe is dit te verklaren?
Nou, dat zou ik u niet zo direct alle minuut kunnen vertellen, hoor.
Hebt u geen idee van?
Nee. Nee, ik zou dus even rustig moeten nakijken of het waar is. En wat daar allemaal een rol kan spelen.
Wat kan een rol spelen?
Nou, dat overvalt me zo. Hè. Ik zou dat rustig even... Het zeeniveau... Hoeveel gestegen zijn u?
13 centimeter.
Gestegen?
Sinds 1940, gestegen.
En de oorzaak, wat leest u verder op?
Daardoor is de draaiing van de aarde vertraagd. De dag is nu 1000ste seconde langer dan 40 jaar geleden.
Nou, zijn nu die eb- en vloedbewegingen hebben natuurlijk een enorme invloed op de draaiing van de aarde.
Ja.
En als dus er meer zeewater is, dan zou je dus natuurlijk wel zo even, zo spontaan, maar ik zou toch voorzichtig grondig moeten nakijken, hoor. Kijk, ik vind dat gevaarlijk om daar zo spontaan op te antwoorden, omdat het natuurlijk ook in een uitzending moet gebracht worden.
Ja. Nou, jammer dat deze verlaten les niet doorging.
Nee, nee hoor, anders met alle genoegen. Maar je moet gewoon even de Rijksuniversiteit in Utrecht opbellen maandag. De afdeling mee.